Tuesday, April 27th. The president had a pretty heavy appointment scheduled today in anticipation of his holding up tomorrow and Thursday for press conference preparation and then taking off for California Friday. The lineup included a cabinet meeting this morning, swearing in Fletcher as head of NASA, an appointment with Henry Ford and Lee Iacocca on the problems we're creating for the auto industry, meeting with Blunt on a whole series of items he had, diplomatic credentials presentation, a quick open hour, a haircut, John Ehrlichman's session after lunch, to which he brought Cole and Morgan, session with Raj Martin, meeting with Elmer Bobst on his drug business, and then a meeting with the leadership of the National Voluntary Action Committee and a reception for the whole committee. That kept him pretty well tied up all day. He did have Henry and me in at one point this morning, and Henry obviously was very much depressed because the general developments had not been what he had hoped. I didn't get a full reading on what the problem was. I suspected at the time that his salt plan had probably fallen through, and I don't know whether that's the case or not. In any event, the president made a very determined effort to try to cheer Henry up and didn't really very much succeed. We had a session with the Attorney General and Kleindienst and John Dean and I this morning on plans for the demonstrations. We've sorted down to a little bit more sensible approach now and are going at it on the basis of the D.C. police handling all of the actual law enforcement responsibilities, with the understanding that they may not be able to get the streets cleared immediately, but we will clear them as fast as we can and bring people in at whatever time the streets actually are cleared. There wasn't much activity in the way of demonstrations today, a little flurry at selective service, and that was about it. President got back on the Hardin question again and had me talk to Bryce Harlow, who made a strong pitch that Hardin actually was the best agriculture secretary any president's had in recent times because he didn't have the farm population out to get his neck, which is extremely unusual. On this basis, he felt that we ought to keep him on because it would be well-nigh impossible to replace him in any event and almost certainly impossible to improve on him. End of April 27th.